A political analyst, Dr. Ken Ahosu, says Syria's decision to give up a chemical arsenal is in the right direction. Dr. Ahosu said, though the decision will not stop the killings in that country, it's an important step towards the resolution of the crisis. Dr. Ahosu, however, said any complications will not be on Syria, but on the U.S. He spoke to Georgette Cole.
I think it's in the proper place because these chemical weapons have been banned from international use or to be used on people. When these chemicals are used, often the fallout or the aftermath of it, there are so many effects that occur. The most important thing is that the willingness to disuse these words and dispose of these chemicals is in the right direction, because a lot of effects, or internationally, a lot of people are concerned about military intervention. We have seen military intervention in Iraq, we've seen it in Afghanistan, we've seen it in Libya. And the problems or the aftermath of it all is that it has created more chaos, instability, and hostility among people. And particularly this Syrian conflict is a conflict that will snowball and the whole region will be engulfed, because it has become a form of what, ethnic cleansing or ethnic conflict.
So what could be the implication of this reaction? Is it going to have a positive or a negative implications on Syria?
I believe that it will be positive, in the sense that once the destruction doesn't go on and once they are talking to the various parties, then it is a beginning, it's a door that has been opened for greater negotiations. The implications for President Obama rather is that it's a foreign policy failure. The question a lot of people are asking is that why has this option not been exhausted before he moved troops and promised that he was going to strike, and then even to send this to Congress and recall that they should suspend voting on it.
Political analyst Dr. Ken Ahosu talking to Georgette Cole.